North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, Star Wars Day, May the 4th, 2020.
The competency requirements that current high school seniors need to graduate have been modified temporarily by the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. Anne-Marie Tobin and Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item that DESE Commissioner Jeff Riley announced the temporary modifications last week. Prior to COVID-19, high school students met the competency requirements by passing MCAS tests. With the elimination of the MCAS test due to the pandemic, that requirement left some seniors who had not yet passed the test at a state of limbo. Under the temporary modification, seniors who have not passed one or more of the high school MCAS tests will now be able to earn the competency determination through successful completion of a relevant high school course. Much more on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
Gloucester's Public Health Director Karen Carroll is encouraging residents to wear face coverings when walking, running, or bicycling in an effort to reduce the risk of COVID-19 infection in the community. On Friday, Governor Charlie Baker announced a statewide requirement for anyone in public unable to remain socially distant, a minimum of 6 feet away from others, to wear a face covering beginning May 6. This exempts those under the age of 2 or with certain health conditions identified by the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. Karen Carroll is quoted as saying the governor is requiring that everyone wears a mask when unable to practice social distancing in public, and this is a step we'd like to see those running, bicycling, and walking in Gloucester undertake as well. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends people, especially in areas experiencing community transmission of COVID-19, wear cloth face coverings in public when social distancing measures, such as remaining a minimum of 6 feet apart from others, are difficult to adhere to. The CDC still advises those wearing a face covering to practice social distancing in public when possible, as COVID-19 is believed to be transmitted through respiratory droplets produced when someone with the virus talks, sneezes, or coughs. You can find out more information about this at the Gloucester City website.
Businesses that have been closed during the coronavirus include gyms, and Attorney General Maura Healey has said that those with gym memberships do have some recourse now that the gyms are closed.
So the rule here in Massachusetts, because a lot of people need to know this, under Massachusetts law, okay, you have a right to cancel your gym membership at any time if there's a substantial change in the business, like it's shut down by the government, okay? Like, you have a right to cancel.
Seems like that's a pretty substantial change. The business is no longer operating.
I think that qualifies. So it's not automatic, though, okay? So, like, a lot of gyms on their own have said, we're going to freeze memberships and not charge people. They're doing the right thing. It doesn't just happen, self-execute by itself. You actually should get in touch with your gym and say, I want to cancel. After that, you shouldn't be charged then.
Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey.
The Associated Press is reporting that activists trying to collect signatures they need to get their questions on the November ballot in Massachusetts can now gather those signatures electronically. A judgment by the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court this week was agreed to by the four ballot question campaigns and Democratic Massachusetts Secretary of the Commonwealth, William Gavin. The agreement avoids a full court hearing on the resolution. The deal mirrors a similar ruling by the court that allowed candidates for the U.S. Senate to collect signatures electronically for the September 1 primary. The court found that requiring candidates to go door-to-door to collect the signatures on paper was unreasonable given the state's stay-at-home advisory aimed at limiting the spread of the coronavirus. The four ballot questions would create a ranked choice voting system in Massachusetts, increase funding for the state's struggling nursing homes, update the state's right to repair law covering car repairs, and allow food stores to sell beer and wine.
A shipment of more than 9,000 gowns intended to protect workers and their clients with disabilities have gone missing. Paul Layton writing in today's Salem News that Northeast Arc CEO Joanne Simmons, whose agency placed the order and said the shipment from China arrived at customs in Long Beach, California, 2.5 weeks ago, but since then it has disappeared. Quote, we do not know if it was stolen or ended up in a federal stockpile, Simmons said. All we know is we don't have it. The shipment contained 9,600 gallons worth $87,000 to be used by 16 nonprofit organizations to protect workers and their clients during the coronavirus pandemic. Northeast ARC, which is based in Danvers, provides support for people with disabilities and operates several residence programs. Bridgewell, a Peabody-based nonprofit, was also among those agencies included in the order.
Heather Alaricio is reporting in today's Newburyport Daily News. The city of Newburyport put mulch in the skate park behind Rupert A. Nock Middle School late last week after teenagers were caught repeatedly disobeying social distancing guidelines. Newburyport Mayor Donna Holliday said the city locked the fence, repaired breaks in the fence, and put up signs to prevent any congregating at 70 Low Street. Despite these efforts, at least 15 boys were discovered hopping the fence Wednesday or Thursday. She's quoted, the mayor is, that is, they were incredibly rude to the park staff who tried to get them to move. We had a younger group who were there the day before, but they were very respectful in terms of leaving. Holliday said this is not the first time there have been concerns about gatherings at the skate park, which is why the city sought further action. With that in mind, she admitted having some sympathy for what teenagers are dealing with right now. Again, she's quoted as saying, this has been hard. This has been really hard, especially for teenagers, but they just can't use the skate park right now. It's too small, and you can't keep it safe. As of Thursday, the city reported 45 residents had tested positive for COVID-19. There have also been two deaths in the city of Newburyport due to complications from the virus. More on the story in today's Newburyport Daily News.
This is North Shore Today, a daily news podcast on msonewsports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us on this Monday. We do like to hear from you. You can email us at our email address at msonewsports@gmail.com. And you can also call us 24-7 on our call-in line at 978-325-3638. That's 978-325-3638.